Senator Tim Scott, I still believe that President Trump is the most powerful political figure on either side. By Trent Baker on February 17, 2021. Wednesday on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, weighed in on the spat between former President Donald Trump and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. Despite some in the GOP distancing themselves from Trump now that he is out of office, Scott emphasized the need for more of Trump's policies for a better economy. He added that with how the media covers Trump, he is still the most powerful political figure on either side. I've often said that President Trump's love language does not include words of encouragement. And perhaps that spat only reinforces that fact, Scott stated. The truth is, for the Republican Party to win, we need every single Republican-leaning voter to take a look at the GOP, the Great Opportunity Party, and why we have the right principles and policies to move this nation forward. If we get into personality, squabbles, and fights, we are going to be in a challenging place in 2022 and 2024, which means America will be embracing socialism because we can't get our act together on the right. Host Bill Hemmer asked, "How much do you need President Trump in 2022? I still believe that President Trump is the most powerful political figure on either side," Scott replied. The news loves President Trump, or they hate President Trump, which gives him plenty of coverage. What we need, in fact, is a unified message from the Republican Party. We don't need personalities driving your future. The policy positions of President Trump led to the lowest unemployment rates for African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, for women in 70 years. He continued, "What we need is more President Trump policies that focused on an inclusive economy, focused on HBCU funding, focused on the lowest tax rates we've seen in a generation that led to the fastest increase in employment and in wages at the bottom faster than the top, because President Trump's policy positions literally transformed the American economy. That is what's at stake in the future. Do we want a private sector driven by economic mobility and opportunity? Or do we want a private sector driven by socialism and control from Washington, D.C.?" Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.